Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to take control at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the FCC chairman is proposing net neutrality rules, proposing the federal government get even more involved in internet connections. And, of course, when government gets involved, things get even more messed up than they have ever been. But we can talk further about that here in a moment with you in studio. It's me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts here. For those of you just tuning in, we've spent a lot of the show talking about the Ross Ulbricht verdict. It's guilty on all counts. He's going to be spending likely at least 30 years on a minimum sentence or as many as maximum of life when the sentencing happens, which will be in May. We'll continue to keep you in the loop as it develops, but it led to another discussion about defending oneself against an extortionist, somebody who's claiming, hey, you hand over $500,000 or I'm going to put you in a position where you will go to prison for the rest of your life. That's essentially something that, you know, Ross Ulbricht, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts, was allegedly threatened with during his tenure in control of the Silk Road.
Right. And, of course, this was never proven. He wasn't charged with doing it, but people have brought it up.
With hiring a hitman.
Right. Yeah. But what came up during the before the break was that I said, well, I don't care if he did do it, because if you are in a position where somebody is going to go out of their way to try to take money from you, and if you don't obey them, to throw you in a cage for the rest of your life. Well, I'm sorry. If there's a very simple choice between me going to prison for the rest of my life or you dying, guess what? I'm going to empty my revolver into your chest and not have a single bit of remorse about it.
Let's bring Glenn on. That's what he wanted to talk about here, but we picked up his call just at the end of the last hour. So, Glenn, go ahead with your thoughts. Do we have Glenn in Philadelphia? Glenn going once. Glenn going twice. Maybe the board operator is having technical difficulties.
Well, let me address it a little bit.
Try to bring him back.
So I'm extraordinarily uncomfortable with this whole murder for hire aspect of the Silk Road situation. I'm very, very uncomfortable with it. But from a philosophical standpoint, I kind of have to. I don't like your bombastic way of claiming it, Cantwell. But I, you know, from a philosophical standpoint, I have to say, look, if somebody was threatening to take my wife and my child and kidnap them and put them kidnap them from me forever or for some period of time, yes, I would use deadly force in order to prevent that from happening. If somebody was attempting to do that to me, yes, I would use deadly force to prevent that from happening because I have to protect my wife and child. I am, you know, sworn, I took an oath to protect them. And the, you know, so if somebody intends to use the agency of some organization to get that done, they really don't absolve themselves of the responsibility.
Right.
If I haven't done anything wrong, I don't deserve the incarceration. And if I'm going to get the incarceration, you're threatening me with... you're threatening with kidnapping, very long period of time of kidnapping.
Possibly your life.
Yeah, I mean, what would be considered to some extension torture, right? Like this, you know, forced detainment. Yeah, this is terrible stuff.
Forced labor in a lot of cases.
So I can see the libertarian argument for this. I am still very disturbed by the aspect in the Silk Road case. Here's the reason. Is we're not talking about a skilled criminal. We're talking about a rank amateur who attempted to set up a business, who paid to kill some essentially anonymous individual.
If you believe the claims.
Right. And likely was completely scammed out of money.
That's
because
probably true.
It looks like he paid the person who had originally extorted him to kill himself and then come back and demand more money to kill more imaginary self.
That's more plausible because there were no murders. There's no evidence that anybody was ever killed as a result of Russell or whoever Dread Pirate Roberts was making those orders. So nobody ever got killed. So either the person who was the hitman in that case was actually a federal agent, but he wasn't, at least according to the trial. They never actually actually claimed that that person
right. There's
was
been
an
no
agent.
Charge. And this is the question.
Or the person is just scamming Ross.
The question you have to ask yourself is it okay to use deadly force to prevent somebody from kidnapping you? The answer to that, I think the most people will say, is
yes.
And then that's the only about this blackmail, that's really the only question here, is if it's okay.
Let's bring Glenn back. I think we actually had him here. Glenn, are you with us? Do we have Glenn?
No.
Glenn going once?
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is pathetic. You know, it's one thing to justify the drug stuff. You turn around, I'm going to have something to deal with contract killers, murderers, organized crime, and justify it in the name of, first of all, the extortionists aren't threatening the person's life. They're threatening his liberty.
Yes,
and
we
his
said that.
Finances.
But okay. If you go to prison for life, kidnapping. Your life has been threatened.
That's not kidnapping. That's not kidnapping. To turn around and try to make moral equivalence between kidnapping and the functions of the governmental law to justify murder.
Same thing. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Excuse me, Glenn, but just because somebody has a uniform on when they take your body and put you in a cage doesn't mean it's not kidnapping.
You guys are never going to get anywhere. You're never going to prevail. In your immature
Yeah, how
self,
dare we actually talk about what's really
murder.
Happening. How dare we?
I'm justifying murder so you protect your little drug pusher. This is why you guys are never going to get anywhere. Don't police your parking meters.
Your
little twin.
Well, I appreciate your energy, Glenn. I thank you for trying your best to shout over the guys with the microphones in order to make your point. It failed miserably, of course. But the way that radio tends to work, Glenn, the way radio tends to work is that we more or less run the show here. So I appreciate you, you know, trying to make your point here, but I mean, why do you see, what is the difference, the moral difference that you see between a man with a badge and a man without taking someone against their will to a place?
Okay, well, first of all, listen to your power trip about having the microphones. We're the microphones.
Yeah, you're right. That's kind of how it works.
You're right. He's power tripping.
Well, you like it when you have power, but when, the government's not supposed to have any power.
Yeah. Well, look, Glenn, if you start your own radio show, I fully expect that you're going to use the power of your microphone. That's how property works.
Fine.
Well, the thing is, Glenn, it's better to have a conversation than to have people shouting over each other. So really, this is just about good radio. When one person's talking, it's rude, Glenn, to talk over top of them constantly. And so Chris asked you a question. Would you like to have a conversation? Since you have some pretty firm ideas here.
Okay, what's the question?
The question is, I want to know where you see the difference between a man with a badge and a man without taking someone to a place against their will.
Your minimization of government is, look, government is a fact of life and all of human history.
Sure is.
Humans will always
not all of human history. Actually, the state has existed, just to correct you, the state has existed less than half of the history of Homo sapiens.
I might need to see some historical substantiation.
The first state, as we can figure it out, was Jericho 9,000 years ago. There's your fact.
Oh, yeah. And when you look at indigenous tribes and their sites of social function and the way they look at indigenous tribes and their elders' councils and stuff like that, humans have always had.
Okay.
I'll give you that in here.
I'll give you that. The strong man's a form of government. Sure. Okay. I get what you're saying now. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about an organized state.
And the elders. Humans have always been propensity to be selfish and do things that are unreasonable and wrong.
You never answered the question, though, Glenn.
As have their leaders.
Right. You never answered the question. He's
getting to it, I think.
Okay. What exactly?
He's filibustering. He's asking me what the question was again.
He's not listening.
And this is why I said, Glenn. Look, it just seems to me like you called here to sort of like shout over the host instead of have a conversation with us. And that's why I'm making the point about the microphones. Okay. We are trying to keep things on track here, so work with us.
Okay.
I'm asking you. Look, I understand you're trying to get to the root of government, which is going to be beyond the segment of radio that we have time to add for you to answer the question.
Okay. What's the question?
The question, as I said for the third time now, is where do you draw the moral line between a man with a badge and a man without taking a person to a place against their will?
Oh, okay. I would lend some sort of legitimacy to, first of all, this dismissing of the man with a badge. This isn't just a man with a fat badge. It's not merely a man with a badge. And it's not equivalent to kidnapping. And contract murder. Murder is still murder, okay?
And I want to know why it's not equivalent to kidnapping. Please come back and explain that for us here. 855-453. Is it because of the badge is why it's not kidnapping?
Slave catchers were working within the law. They were deputized.
They had badges, right?
Indeed. Not badges.
855-453. Some of them did. The cops certainly did who were catching slaves, didn't they?
Sheriffs.
Free Talk Live.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. At Skype username lrn.fm. You can send a contact request to us. It will be approved. And then once it is approved, you can easily call us on Skype. So again, Skype us at lrn.fm.
A free pound of coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's great coffee. It's among the best coffee you'll taste in your life because it's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's produced by BuzzBox. We've partnered with them. And the reason we've partnered with them is because they give us back some of the proceeds that we can then loan out.
I thought it was because we make money.
Yeah, you know, money's great, but I like what they do on top of that.
That is nice.
That they allow us to give microloans to people around the world.
You can be the bank. It's cool.
Yeah. You're loaning money, then when that money's paid back, you can loan it to somebody else. We've helped all kinds of people in all kinds of countries get all kinds of different things. In some cases, it's livestock. Other cases, it's to be able to purchase some used appliances so they can fix them and then resell them to other folks, restaurant equipment, stocks, whatever they need. By stocks, I mean like stocks for their stores. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription. You sign up for it. You get the free pound. You can cancel it anytime. You want the free pound and go? That's fine. You get the free pound, and then if you like it, you can continue the subscription. You can customize when you get it and the types of coffee you get, and if you continue, we're able to give microloans out with a small amount of the proceeds.
So we're on with Glenn. He's hung on. We're going to bring him back here in a moment. But the essence of the discussion we were having a moment ago was that Glenn was saying that for whatever reason, when the police arrest somebody, it's not kidnapping, which, of course, I totally agree with Cantwell that it absolutely is kidnapping, because to me, the definition of kidnapping is when someone who you did not give permission to do this takes you from wherever it is you are and puts you in a place where you didn't want to be. I mean, that's basically what kidnapping is, right?
And I guess, you know, as I had asked Glenn before we went to break, was where do you draw that line?
And I think that was too obscure. I think that question was maybe a little too obscure because we didn't get a clear answer on it. I think to maybe clarify that question is, Glenn, why is an arrest not kidnapping? I think it's more a clear way to put that.
Right. Well, okay. Basically, to get down to this question of between just a man with a badge versus the badge representing something in terms of societal opinion and societal.
That's just your opinion. Just because you have an opinion.
That's how society works. Societies have opinion.
Okay, that doesn't justify kidnapping.
Glenn. You know, the society's opinion up until about the 19th century was that it was okay to own human beings, right?
Yes, I'm aware of
that. And up until that point, all the societal momentum said that it is okay to employ somebody to go get your slaves and do whatever you want with them. How do you explain the sea change?
Well, you know, every time you hear something you don't like, you invoke, yes, I am. I was listening. Every time, can you hear me?
You can't be listening when you're speaking. It's just a rule.
Yes.
It's a rule of life.
Listen. Every time you hear something you don't like, you invoke this question of relativity, subjectivity, and ambiguity. Relativity, subjectivity, ambiguity, therefore I don't have to do anything anybody else says any time ever. Well,
what does that have to do with this?
When people are doing things, the society as a whole, okay, delegates people to intervene because they
don't like smoking pot. But
like smoking pot or drinking.
I'm
sorry, Glenn.
Contract murder. Look, you're railroading this issue. The issue is when it's...
No, you're dodging the question.
Justified. No, I'm not dodging the question.
Yeah, you've dodged it more than three times at this point.
It's not kidnapping.
It's not kidnapping because you're shouting louder is basically your only argument. You have absolutely nothing.
Okay. You're asking me to tell you when...
Social contract, I think, is basically his argument. Is that...
Social contract.
Yeah,
okay.
Show me the contract.
Here's when contract killing is acceptable. Contract killing is acceptable only when the government does it, because it does it whenever the hell it wants. It employs... No, you asked me to answer the question, I'm going to do it, you can't yell over me!
I put him on hold, he definitely can't.
Okay, so whenever they send somebody out, whenever they send a piece of paper, it's always the threat of killing that comes down with it.
The penalty is always death.
The penalty is always death. Because when you say no, when you stand up for what the principle that you believe in, right, wrong, or indifferent, They will use force, and if you use comeback force to force, they will use deadly force. If you happen to win against a couple of their agents, they will bring down the entire apparatus of the state upon you. So, I guess what all Glenn's saying is that if you've got enough people with guns, then you're allowed to kill and threaten whomever you wish.
Right.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm saying that you're in denial and you're lying about this idea that society, that societal consensus and laws, have no meaning. Okay. I mean, the societies, there's always been selfish people who do really wrong things that hurt people.
Yeah.
They have a habit of getting elected, unfortunately.
A lot of times they're politicians.
And that does not mean, agreed that it's okay to go ahead and terminate someone else's life because they've threatened your finances or your liberty, okay? I mean,
are you telling me that you wouldn't shoot somebody who was threatening to kidnap you?
I would shoot a rogue lone gunman.
Oh, somebody who didn't have enough firepower. Once again, we're back to Might Makes Right.
Even if I were unjustly apprehended by the police, I would submit. And
the rockets, red glare.
Just because, thank you for the call tonight, appreciate it, but just because you have a religious belief in the idea of badges and elections and men with robes and chads and counting and all this nonsense that these trappings of government that we're so familiar with, just because you have this belief system does not make kidnapping not kidnapping.
And I would also point out that, I mean, he's talking about society coming to consensus on things, and I'd say there's anything but. I mean, the vast majority of people in America don't think that marijuana should be illegal, and the ones who do, a lot of them think that the penalties for are completely out of control, and we still have those laws. These things are piled on from centuries of people going and getting elected and then going to office and doing things completely against the consensus of the society.
Even against their own rules in a lot of cases.
Exactly.
The Constitution.
But I used to have Glenn's opinion. I mean, I really did. And it's been, you know, just time and beginning to understand these philosophies. I think he's right. Subjectivity, equivocation, that's what it's about. But you have to be, if you want a principle to have a foundation, if you want it to have meaning, it has to apply in other circumstances. So you have to pick the principle up. You have to fit it in other holes and see if it works. And the fact is, the state is an organization that claims for itself on the monopoly privilege of the use of violence in a given geographic area. If that was any other organization, but an organization that flew a flag out in front of their office, you would call them an armed gang. Gangs, we do not call justified. But therefore, I simply can't call the state justified.
We were talking to Akko earlier, and I mean, Boko Haram could quite easily become the government of Cameroon.
In many countries, that's essentially what's happened. Throughout human history, it has been the guy with the most people that has been able to kill their way to the top. This country fought its way free from a king.
It's kidnapping while they kill their way to the top, but as soon as they get on top, then it's completely fine. Society, I mean, signatures on the social contract.
Oh,
social
contract.
That doesn't exist.
Oh, we'll change the provisions of the social contract when we like, and you're free. Trust me.
855 450 free. Mark, you were calling out Chris Cantwell during one of the breaks, and I want you to do it on the air when we continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark got his panties in the wad during one of the breaks here, and with Chris Cantwell, and we'll have him explain himself in a moment. But first, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, and join us online at freetalklive.com. Join us in real life at Liberty Forum 2015. It's coming up March 5th through the 8th. That's going to be here before you know it. You got about 1 month until Liberty Forum. You can get a free ticket. If you register a hotel room for 3 nights, with code LF2015, you register your hotel room for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night during Liberty Forum, March 5th through the 8th, and then email me with your registration information. So just, you know, forward me whatever the hotel sent you, or forward me the details like the reservation number, and then I'll send that along to the organizer of Liberty Forum, and they will register a ticket in your name. Free admission to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, one of the best events that you can attend from a liberty-oriented perspective. Great speakers. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com. Ben Swan is going to be speaking this year. Jeffrey Tucker is back, of course, at Liberty Forum. So many different speakers. I can't name them all. You can go and see them for yourself at NHLibertyForum.com. And again, use code LF2015 when you reserve your room. Then email me the reservation details. I'll get you that free ticket to the Liberty Forum.
I need your email address to do that.
That's correct. Anand is on the line here with us in New York. Anand, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. I'm back again.
Welcome back.
Hi, Anand. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So with regarding the recent ISIS burning video, it's particularly difficult for me because oftentimes you hear people say about libertarians, say, oh, libertarians want nothing to be done regarding ISIS because they don't support the next U.S. government war or something. And when I explain to this one person regarding that, in a libertarian view, the people would rise up against ISIS rather than the government going against ISIS, and they would use self-defense against this terrorist group. And
well, right, ISIS wouldn't get very far in New Hampshire,
because
people are able to carry weapons, carry them openly, and concealed carry is relatively simple.
Also, I support the right of free people to be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. I suspect there's a lot of people who are in the realm of ISIS that would like to just leave, at the very least, just let us leave. And
okay,
yeah,
sure. And they should be able to come here.
I wanted to continue, and then the person I was talking to said, I'm worse than Obama because at least Obama wants something to be done, and I don't want something to be done as this.
Now, was the person you were talking to a conservative?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, only a libertarian can be worse than a liberal.
Right.
To a conservative. And better, right? Like, so much better. Only a libertarian can be more conservative and more liberal than the average person can handle.
Here's a suggestion. Leave New York as soon as you humanly possibly can leave New York and get to New Hampshire.
By the way, I'm 16, actually. I'm
16 and have a really deep voice.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be 18 soon enough. It'll be here before you know it. I mean, I understand that being 16 means you, to some extent, are under the control of two strangers into which you were born.
Save your pennies now, and that's a ridiculous thing to say.
Well, you are born into strangers, right? I mean, you don't know who those people are.
I'm sure he's grown to love them.
I don't know. Do you, Anand?
Yeah, they're right. That's there, good. Actually.
Yeah,
good on you.
He's a ridiculous insane
call
man.
Call in to Stefan Molyneux and have him convince you that you don't.
Non, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. I'd love to talk about that video. I don't know if y'all have seen it. We don't have time for it tonight because we've got other things to discuss, but the burning video, the guy being
I haven't
alive.
Seen it. I saw the headline on Google News.
I only saw the picture of it. I didn't particularly want to go see a man getting torched.
I did watch it. Anyway, let's move on because we did have other things to talk about. Yeah. We can talk about that another night. Mark, what were you calling Chris Cantwell on
for? Yeah, what was the caller's name?
Glenn.
Glenn. When Glenn was on Cantwell, you had...
See, you don't even know the guy's name. I'm at least paying attention to
him. Yeah, I appreciate that. I should write it down. When Glenn was on, you did the, as you've done a few times, the, hey, we get the microphones and you suck thing. And, here on Free Talk Live, it's true. I'm not claiming what you're saying isn't true. We do have the microphones, and this is sort of private property, as it were. And but we invite people to come. We call it Free Talk Live, and we say that you can call in and bring up whatever you want.
Glenn did call control in. Of the airwaves.
We used to say take control of the airwaves.
We say that still.
We still say that.
Glenn did that. He brought up his topic. He was very loud and obnoxious and angry, and he went up against Chris Cantwell, who is very loud and obnoxious and angry. I mean, you call into Free Talk Live on Wednesday night, you're going to go up against Chris Cantwell. If you're going to be an
right.
A-hole, you're going to get it back tenfold.
I only want Cantwell to be right, and I suggest that I'm suggesting that we do away with the with your shtick where, hey, this is our radio show, because we say you control the show.
No, well, we don't say that.
I would and look, if that's an instruction from my employers here, I'm happy follow it.
It's not an instruction.
But I would say, I mean, look, when people call into some garbage podcast, I demand of them to improve my show. I will curse them out and I will hang up on them and treat them like garbage.
The thing is, you don't get to hang up on people here. You're not in control of the phone.
Exactly.
You're just sitting there on a microphone.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, as you pointed out, the reality of it is that we will talk over somebody who tries to talk over us loses, right? I feel like I'm doing Glenn a favor when I try to remind him that, hey, you're talking and I'm talking. Guess what? Nobody's hearing what you're saying. I'm trying to do you a favor here, pal. You want to make a point. Well, then you better work it into the course of a conversation because we will dominate that phone call. There's no two ways about it.
I have the hold button here. I can put anybody on hold any time, and we've done that before a number of times, Mark, and you never jumped down my throat for it.
No,
when
I don't,
somebody starts talking
and I don't
over
feel
top
like,
of
I don't feel like Mark jumped down my throat. I mean, it's a
I'm not saying he was mean to you about it. He was very nice. I'm sort of ginning it up a little bit for the discussion we're having. But it was important enough to him to speak to you during a break. And what I'm saying is he didn't do that. He's never done that to me. You know, when somebody has called in and has been very, very loud while we're trying to have a conversation, if there was some caller talking incessantly underneath when one of us was trying to talk, it's not uncommon for me to say, okay, you're on hold. That way the host can continue speaking.
But then again, you probably don't, like, hammer home the point of, ha, 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 I'm
well, yeah,
to
you hammered it home. That's true.
I get it a little differently.
Chris Cantwell. I mean, yeah. That's just, you know, part of the show.
Okay, so I would claim that the reality is, and I did, like, that was the first thing that came out of my mouth.
Absolutely,
the reality is that Free Talk Live is our show. Most specifically, the programming of Free Talk Live, the stuff that goes on during the show as opposed to the ads, is Ian's show.
Or whoever's in the first chair, if you're in the first chair.
No, it's your show. You let them sit in the first chair.
Okay.
So it's Ian's show. Now, the ads are mine, but the show's Ian's. On the other hand, what you don't do, from a branding standpoint, what you'll say, and it's what important what you say, is call in, bring up what you want, it's your show, you know, those kind of things, the things that are sort of opposite of it's Ian's show. And what I'm saying is let's get consistent branding on board here as the advertising
specialist.
I'm not
being inconsistent.
I've remarked on the air before, it's Free Talk Live, and these people should really understand it when they call in. I don't know how many of them are listening to other talk shows. Most talk radio shows are not going to allow you the leeway that Free Talk Live does, even when I'm here and ready to jump down your throat and tell you off and talk over you. You're still getting a lot more leeway than you're going to get on Mark Levin or Rush Limbaugh or Andrew Wilkow or some garbage podcast. Certainly, I'll curse you out. Hang up on you and get, curse your mother to get cancer. Yeah. I'm a terrible person on some garbage podcast. But even with me doing that, you're getting so much leeway on this show, and it's amazing
people
the tolerance
understand.
That we have.
Yeah, no.
But we have to put on an entertaining program, and this is not, if people want to listen to you, they go to blogtalkradio.com and listen to a million talentless idiots bloviate over the telephone.
And I don't think it's wrong to make that crystal clear, and I think that's all you really did. Now, you did it in a way that was abrasive and harsh, and that's
kind of my
MO,
yeah.
That's what Chris Cantwell does. So, Mark, you can't ask Chris Cantwell to not be Chris Cantwell when he's on Free Talk Live. He's already stopped cursing, okay? Leave the guy alone.
That's an extraordinary feat for me, by the way.
Yeah, you haven't had a mess up yet.
I only had the
fewer
one
times than you have.
We
had one time that you had to hit the dump button because I said GD on the air, and I didn't even know that was like a big no-no.
That's it.
And then there was the one thing where I talked about a rubber girlfriend of mine, and then somebody complained,
the radio,
but that wasn't
one of the
even
radio
a dump
stations
button. You know?
Like that one very much. Toll-free number is 855-453. Okay, net neutrality, it's looming on the horizon. Is this thing a done deal? We can talk about that on the way. That's
they're rubber phobic, and they're discriminating against you.
Really?
My sexual preferences aren't owed the same respect as anybody else's. Get out of here!
It's tough to talk about sex topics on conservative radio stations. We're on some of those stations, so inevitably you're going to rub people the wrong way.
Like no
right way. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain right here on this program, but of course we do it 7 nights a week. You can always join us online between now and the next live show at freetalklive.com. You can join Chris Cantwell on his website, christophercantwell.com. You're cranking out the posts these days, Chris. Is it like once a day? It seems like it.
I try to do at least once a day.
Wow.
You know, if I can get into, I will get into. But a lot of the time, usually it takes me the most of the day to crank out a post. Even if it's a pretty short one, I do try to put a lot of thought into it and get them out there. But pretty much every single day, if you sign up for my email list at ChristopherCantwell.com/subscribe, you will get an email from me pretty much every day with a new post, or just bookmark it and go right to the front page and you see what's fresh.
ChristopherCantwell.com, his site. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So you've been following the net neutrality case, and Mark, I know you wanted to talk about vaccines. We've run out of time on that but you're hot on that. Maybe tomorrow night would be a good time for it. But Chris,
and I think it's a great topic, and I'm sorry, but the net neutrality thing I think is really imminent and it's important.
This came out today. The FCC chairman is making a serious move toward
this.
Yes.
So this is an editorial. I'm reading the article on Wired, but this was syndicated all over the place, and I can't, obviously don't have time to read the whole thing.
Yeah, let's get a taste for it.
I want to get into one thing. So he says, I personally learned the importance of open networks the hard way. In the mid-1980s, I was president of a startup, Nabu, the home computer network. My company was using new technology to deliver high-speed data to home computers over cable television lines. Across the town, Steve Case was starting what became AOL. Nabu was delivering service at then blazing speed of 1.5 megabits per second, hundreds of times the speed, and he said that the case later came to tell him that AOL was worried about his service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what This is too long to read in the moment that we have remaining, but he says that basically because he did not have access, he could not force the cable companies to give him access to their lines, he went out of business. And because he went out of business, now this is evidence that he has to take over the communications of the entire United States through the FCC and dictate how other people do business. And another thing that he brought up, and it's the same thing Kit Walsh said when we had Kit on the show from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, was basically that the FCC created the modern internet because they forced AT&T to allow other people to put equipment on their network, and that without the FCC doing this, we wouldn't have any of these things that we have today. This infuriates me because people don't understand that this is all economics, right? They're talking about, well, we did this, and without that, you never would have, but it doesn't take into account all the different motivations and influences that happen in an economy, right? So look at what we have in the history of communications. We had wireless communications before we had wired communications, right? Like there was radio and television before there was like telephones, I'm pretty sure, right? Or am I? I think I'm right.
Radio's
about
an old technology, that's for sure.
Okay. So you had wireless communications, TV and radio, okay? And then the FCC got involved, regulated it, licensed things and whatnot. And then it became, because it, at the time when you were first doing radio, it didn't make sense to run wires everywhere, right? So then the FCC comes in and the FCC regulates the airwaves. And all of a sudden, it makes more sense to run wires across
cable
the country.
TV.
Creating copper wiring across a nation becomes cheaper than dealing with the Federal Communications Commission. And then you have cable and you have all of these things. Now, the Federal Communications Commission wants to come in and mess around with your wires. And then all of a sudden, we've got cell phones because people are trying to get around the regulations of the Federal Communications Commission.
Well, cell phones are regulated, too, now. And, in fact,
FM transmitters.
Right. From what I've read in the past, had it not been for the FCC, we could have had cell phones in the 60s.
Right. So the whole entire thing is here, like, we can't create a radio station here in Keene, New Hampshire. We've got a radio program that's on 150-plus broadcast stations across the United States, and we can't start our own radio station because of the FCC. And so what do? We connect it to the Internet, put it all out there. Right?
That's right.
But the fact of the matter is that if the FCC did not regulate AT&T back in the 1960s, what would have happened is competitive cooperative networks would have eventually emerged, right? Because cooperative networks obviously have great benefits. People figure things out over time, and while the FCC might have created a situation where open networks came into existence sooner, what they actually did was disincentivize innovation because they would have worked around
the solution. And same thing with so many different examples. Like in radio, where we're at right now, there's some stations that are carrying us in HD, as it's called, which is really kind of the same situation all over again on a more kind of smaller scale, or less important scale. HD technology was selected as the winner by the FCC instead of these other competing technologies that exist. And in other countries, they have these other technologies. The FCC decided, well, this is the one we're going to have here. And so we're stuck with it. And HD, as a result, is garbage. It's just it's not a good standard at all. It's not what it could have been. It's not even as good as some of the competitors out there. But that's what we're stuck with. And so radio stations have poured money into this, and they've got no return on investment. Had we actually had an open marketplace for different digital broadcast types, maybe we'd have some innovation, and we'd have some people trying new things.
So what the arguments I hear from you guys are, well, if the federal government hadn't got involved decades ago in this area or that area, that things would be different. And that's a pretty obvious statement, and I would have to agree with you that we'd be in a better circumstance when it came to the internet and access.
Well, we think it would be better, but he wants you to believe, this FCC chairman, that things would be terrible.
It's nauseating what he says in the beginning. It's just like, we're making this huge power grab over the internet. Project your freedom of speech.
Sure. Oh, it's all about you and free speech and Oh, yeah. Let's give the government more control. That'll work out really well.
We had Kit. Is Kit, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had Kit from the Electronic Freedom Foundation, Frontier Foundation, on the show a couple of weeks ago with Cantwell on here. And what I found was that Kit made a pretty good argument for
what they had to do now. Even the, I mean, what, we live in a world where all the mistakes have already been made. We can't undo the decades worth of problems. That's not a foreseeable or likely solution to problems today. What the Electronic Frontier Foundation has said is that here's the solution is to, you know, classify broadband as type, two.
Title two.
Title
yeah.
two. I'm sorry. Title two. Just like,
and take more control away from internet providers and put more control in the hands of government.
The argument that you're making is the same thing that Akko said about the United States invading Africa in order to deal with Boko Haram. You're saying, like, okay, well, look, it would be better if there were no governments everywhere and we lived in this voluntary society, but since we don't, we have to have the United States military combat this threat to our safety. It's the same exact thing, and I understand the temptation to do it. Believe me, I do. In the immediate future, you'll probably get some kind of improvement in competition as a result of net neutrality. No question about it. But I am watching this government take over every little aspect of everything in this economy and throughout the world. And this is one more step on the path to it. And when I see people cheering for it who are ordinary liberty-minded people or even sick. Entertaining it, scares the life out of me.
You either have principles or you don't. And the principled position on this is to not support more government involvement in the internet. No, thank you. Okay. They're not going to help.
We could have, if the FCC came in and said, well, look, Facebook, look, has been censoring certain personalities and dampening their posts in an attempt to get advertising revenue out of them. If the FCC came to Facebook and said, you have to stop using your edge rank system, you have to stop trying to extract money out of Christopher Cantwell and Free Talk Live, that would, in the immediate future, benefit both of us. But it would create a terrifying situation for the future that the government's now controlling what's in your news feed and all of that, and it's just
not good. That's a great way to boil this down, I think, and possibly look at where this could go. Because whenever the government, you know, sticks its nose under the tent, the camel's nose under the tent, so to speak, the rest of that's coming in at some point. And
the camel's in the damn tent already, Ian. We're just
get him out!
We're just talking about which direction you can face the camel.
You can stop allowing it to come in, and the people who are arguing for net neutrality, who are arguing for more intervention, are arguing for less freedom in the long run. And I think your analogy is perfect in that if the government is allowed to set these rules for the internet connections, why wouldn't they be allowed to set the same rule for someone who's using that connection, like Facebook? Well, now all of a sudden there has to be Facebook neutrality.
Exactly. And it's a thing that Facebook, as I said to Kit Walsh, and I had Corinne McSherry on my show.
It's a right.
Right, exactly. That's what these people are looking at it as. And it's like, look, at some point you've got to say that somebody owns something. And when you create these situations, the fact of the matter is that we could have high-speed gigabit plus per second wireless access speeds right now, and the FCC is preventing that from happening. People like their internet content controlled to some extent. That's why Facebook is the most popular social network, because
how do we have gigabyte internet access that the FCC is preventing?
There is already Wi-Fi, already the technology already exists for 1.3 gigabit per second Wi-Fi. The FCC regulates our antenna height, our antenna size, our antenna type, and the wattage of the radios. Yeah. We can do this tomorrow. We could give Keene 1.3 gigabit per second wireless internet access, if not for the FCC.
Out of time for tonight. Chris, you nailed it. Thanks, man. Thank you. ChristopherCantwell.com. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. That's been a great show. See you tomorrow.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Darby Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.